Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oscar Bevis for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Otto Vallin. Otto, thanks for giving me some of your time. Myself, I haven't spoke to you since the launch press conference for your fight, Anthony Joshua. Before we talk about tonight, how are things in the life of Otto Vallin?
It's pretty good, I would say. I'm here in New York, just at a lounge right now and enjoy the fights with some friends. And now I think we go and get some Chinese food.
I think that Joshua did great, really good, and came out firing shots, really took charge, tried to push Ngannou back and hit him into the body and the head, which is smart, and then really clipped him with that right hand, and that was just devastating. And, you know, really, I know he punches really hard, so when he hits you like that, it's tough.
Obviously, we look at the performance that Francis Ngannou put in against Tyson, and we probably think pre-fight, or a lot of people think pre-fight, that this would be a fairly close matchup. I know Joshua was the bookie's favourite. But I suppose there's also an angle to look tonight and think that's a boxing master against a fair novice. Is that quite a fair comment?
It is. But you got to give it to Ngannou. He did really well with Fury. I think that Fury probably underestimated him, but doesn't take away that he went 10 rounds with one of the absolute best heavyweights in the world, and he did really good. And honestly, even though it was a short fight tonight, he still was dangerous, and he was still in it for as long as it lasted. You know, I give a lot of respect to Ngannou, because if he was in with somebody else, it probably would have been a different fight. But Joshua was just better tonight, and I still think that Ngannou has a lot in boxing, has a lot to offer, and he is a good fighter.
Yeah. I mean, before tonight, before we saw what we saw in the ring, how would you have advised Joshua to approach the fight? Because a lot of people were saying, go at Ngannou straight away. But obviously, he's powerful. So how would you have advised Joshua pre-fight to approach tonight?
Yeah, I would like to say I would have said exactly what happened. But but no, like I said, take charge, you know, but don't be reckless, because the guy is dangerous, and hit him to the body and try to counter him. I noticed that when Ngannou punches, he drops his hands a little bit. So you can punch with him. But if you punch with him also, you got to be careful, because he punches hard as well. So you can get clipped. But Joshua was smart. He used his feet well. And I think that's people can underestimate that. I know myself that he has pretty fast feet. So that's always important. And he did a good job. Obviously, he's working well with Ben Davidson. So that seems to be a good move on his part.
Yeah, obviously, you were in the ring with Joshua post his move with Ben Davidson. But it might be a bit of a weird question. When you feel the fight that you were in with Anthony and you look at kind of the footage from before, do you see two different Anthony Joshuas, do you think? Because we love saying AJ, Britain loves doing the old AJ's back, but I know that's kind of something that's thrown about. So do you see very two different Anthony Joshuas or not?
Maybe. I mean, he's definitely been more aggressive. And that's been great, because that's what made him good, that he was aggressive and, you know, seek and destroy kind of guy. And, you know, he would knock people down and then finish them and hurt them. And that's what he's been doing now, too. Unfortunately, I was one of them, but, you know, that's boxing. Honestly, makes me feel a little bit better. I hate to see Ngannou hurt, but just the way that Joshua looked tonight, it just shows that, you know, He is a very good fighter, and maybe I think people need to respect him a lot, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, they're two very different fights, and Ngannou's won with Tyson and with Anthony tonight. I guess it's a bit of a throwaway question, but what do you think the highest level Ngannou could win at? Do you think he could win a European title? Because obviously post-Fury, there was talks of him being ranked and then he got ranked. So people saying he's a world-level fighter. What's the highest level belt you think Francis Ngannou could win? Because I remember before that, I had prospects telling me in the UK, I beat Ngannou, like 2-0, 3-0 prospects. So what do you think Ngannou, like what's the highest belt he could win, do you think?
It's hard when you say a belt because it all depends on who is he fighting. I think, honestly, he can be dangerous. It's hard to know just judging from two fights, but he did well. You know, it was a short fight, but he was still dangerous. And if it was somebody else, he could have won the fight, I think. I think that there's still... I feel like there's still big names that he can beat. It's hard to just pinpoint anyone, but he has lost to the two best in the world, and there's no shame in that. He can still beat a lot of guys.
Yeah. In terms of Francis now, would you want to see him stay in boxing? I know Joshua said to him after, please stay in boxing. Obviously, he's waltzed into the sport and fought the two biggest names. So it's a bit strange, but would you want to see him stay in boxing?
It's a great story, really. I think that boxing has been great for him, probably. He made a lot of money, probably a lot more than he'd made in the UFC. And that's good. He really deserves it. So it's up to him what he does now. I'm sure he has enough money to live pretty comfortably, I think. So I guess it's up to him. Maybe he go back to MMA and fight in a different organization than the UFC, maybe gets paid better, or stays in boxing. It's just, it's up to him.
How does Otto Valim fare against Francis Ngannou? I've asked this to a lot of heavyweights over the last week.
Okay, interesting. Well, I think I can beat him. I think I can beat him. He's a dangerous fighter. He's a good fighter, like I said, but I'm also a very good fighter. I lost to Joshua. I lost to Fury. And those are like him, actually. But those are two of the absolute best in the world. And I still have a lot of fights left in me. And I'm going to show that. I'm working very hard to improve and come back better. So I've been training a lot.
When are we going to see you next back in the ring? We're waiting for that. You know in the UK that you're a loved fighter.
That's good to hear. Thank you. I'm looking to get back in the summer. Probably fight, maybe get a fight in Texas over here. Get a win and get back out there. And then hopefully, I want to go back to Saudi in the fall. And
is that where it's at now? If you're a big heavyweight fighter, not just heavyweights, but if you're a big heavyweight fighter, do you have to be looking at Saudi and kind of going, that's where I need to be?
It's not where I need to be. It's where I want to be. You know, they pay more, so that's good. And you know, if I'm not fighting in Sweden, where I'm from, I fight. I want to fight at MSG here in New York, but other than that, I'm fine with fighting in Saudi. I like it over there.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to Dillian the other day, and I know that he's pretty up for a fight with yourself. But we'll leave that for now. Let's just talk about Zhang versus Parker quickly.
Are you sure about that with Dillian? We were going to fight before, and he pulled out 10 days before, right? With a shoulder injury. I know he went out to fight Fury and made, what, $8 million or something? So it makes sense. But he pulled out of the fight, and then I think he blocked me on Instagram. I can't get a hold of him. I don't know. But honestly, Dillian White, he has... you get me fired up now.
He's been cleared by the Texas Commission who he holds his license with. Obviously, we don't know too much of the details, but there's been some big heavyweight fights in Saudi, of course. Otto Valim against Dillian White in Saudi Arabia. There is not a man who likes boxing who would not be licking his lips at the thought of that fight.
No, if that's the case, then let's do it. Let's do it. Just make sure there's drug testing.
I'm in as a fan. Just quickly on Zhilei Zhang and Joseph Parker. Did it go how you expected it to go?
Somewhat. I think that I had Parker as the favorite. My friend over here, he asked me before the fight because Zhang was like 2.8 times the money. No, Parker was.
Parker was a big underdog, almost three times the money. So I told him, put on Parker, put on AJ. And he did. So so he got to give me dinner.
You've got some rich friends. But... You're telling me you've got some rich friends tonight.
Yeah, they gotta pay me back somehow. So I'm hoping they pay for dinner. But no, I think that it was interesting. Parker, it was a very slow start. Then Parker got knocked down. And I don't know, the first two rounds, it was very hard to score. But then I felt like Parker was winning the rounds, except from when he got dropped again. Parker deserved it. I felt like he was going to do what he did. But Shang is good, of course, very dangerous. But he wasn't just active enough. And, yeah.
Sports Social Podcast Network.